Divine Office. From ancient times, the Church has had the custom of celebrating each day the Liturgy of the Hours. In this way, the Church fulfills the Lord's precept to pray without ceasing, at once offering praise to God the Father and interceding for the salvation of the world. Sunday, Office of Readings.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
On this day, the first of days, God the Father's name we praise, who creation's Lord and Spring did the world from darkness bring. On this day, the eternal Son over death his triumph won. On this day the Spirit came with his gifts of living flame. Father, who didst fashion man, God-like in thy loving plan, fill us with that love divine, and conform our wills to thine. Word made flesh, all hail to thee, thou from sin hast set us free, and with thee we die and rise, unto God in sacrifice. Holy Spirit, you impart gifts of love to every heart. Give us light and grace, we pray. Fill our hearts this holy day. God the Blessed, Three in One, may thy holy will be done. In thy word our souls are free, and we rest this day.
Lord our God, in splendor and majesty you are clothed, wrapped in light as in a robe.
Lord our God, in splendor and majesty you are clothed, wrapped in light as in a robe.
Bless the Lord, my soul. Lord God, how great you are, clothed in majesty and glory, wrapped in light as in a robe.
You stretch out the heavens like a tent. Above the rains, you build your dwelling. You make the clouds your chariot and walk on the wings of the wind. You make the winds your messengers and flashing fire your servants.
You founded the earth on its base to stand firm from age to age. You wrapped it with the ocean like a cloak. The waters stood higher than the mountains.
At your threat, they took flight. At the voice of your thunder, they fled. They rose over the mountains and flowed down to the place which you had appointed. You set limits they might not pass, lest they return to cover the earth.
You make springs gush forth in the valleys. They flow in between the hills. They give drink to all the beasts of the field. The wild asses quench their thirst. On their banks dwell the birds of heaven. From the branches they sing their song. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord our God, in splendor and majesty you are clothed, wrapped in light as in a robe.
The Lord has brought forth bread from the earth and wine to give warmth to men's hearts.
The Lord has brought forth bread from the earth and wine to give warmth to men's hearts.
From your dwelling you water the hills. Earth drinks its fill of your gift. You made the grass grow for the cattle and the plants to serve man's needs, that he may bring forth bread from the earth and wine to cheer man's heart, oil to make him glad and bread to strengthen man's heart.
The trees of the Lord shall drink their fill, the cedars he planted on Lebanon. There the birds build their nests. On the treetop the stork has her home. The goats find a home on the mountains and rabbits hide in the rocks.
You made the moon to mark the months. The sun knows the time for its setting. When you spread the darkness, it is night, and all the beasts of the forest creep forth. The young lions roar for their prey and ask their food from God.
At the rising of the sun, they steal away and go to rest in their dens. Man goes forth to his work, to labor till evening falls.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Lord has brought forth bread from the earth and wine to give warmth to men's hearts.
The Lord looked upon all he had made and saw that it was very good.
The Lord looked upon all he had made and saw that it was very good.
How many are your works, O Lord? In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your riches.
There is the sea, vast and wide, with its moving swarms past counting, living things, great and small. The ships are moving there, and the monsters you made to play with.
All of these look to you to give them their food in due season. You give it, they gather it up. You open your hand, they have their fill.
You hide your face, they are dismayed. You take back your spirit, they die, returning to the dust from which they came. You send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the earth.
May the glory of the Lord last forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. He looks on the earth and it trembles. The mountains send forth smoke at his touch.
I will sing to the Lord all my life, make music to my God while I live. May my thoughts be pleasing to him. I find my joy in the Lord. Let sinners vanish from the earth and the wicked exist no more.
Bless the Lord, my soul. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Lord looked upon all he had made and saw that it was very good.
The voice of the Father was heard from the cloud.
This is my beloved Son. Listen to him.
From the book of Exodus. When Pharaoh let the people go, God did not lead them by way of the Philistines' land, though this was the nearest. For he thought, should the people see that they would have to fight, they might change their minds and return to Egypt. Instead, he rerouted them toward the Red Sea by way of the desert road. In battle array, the Israelites marched out of Egypt. Moses also took Joseph's bones along, for Joseph had made the Israelites swear solemnly that when God should come to them, they would carry his bones away with them. Setting out from Succoth, they encamped at Etham, near the edge of the desert. The Lord preceded them, in the daytime by means of a column of cloud to show them the way, and at night by means of a column of fire to give them light. Thus they could travel both day and night. Neither the column of cloud by day nor the column of fire by night ever left its place in front of the people. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Tell the Israelites to turn about and camp before Pi-Harethoth, between Migdal and the sea. You shall camp in front of Baal Zephon, just opposite by the sea. Pharaoh then will say, 'The Israelites are wandering about aimlessly in the land. The desert has closed in on them.' Thus will I make Pharaoh so obstinate that he will pursue them. Thus I will receive glory through Pharaoh and all his army, and the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord." This the Israelites did. When it was reported to the king of Egypt that the people had fled, Pharaoh and his servants changed their minds about them. "What have we done?" they exclaimed. "Why, we have released Israel from our service." So Pharaoh made his chariots ready and mustered his soldiers, 600 first-class chariots and all other chariots of Egypt with warriors on them. So obstinate had the Lord made Pharaoh that he pursued the Israelites even while they were marching away in triumph. The Egyptians then pursued them, Pharaoh's whole army, his horses, chariots, and charioteers, caught up with them as they lay encamped by the sea at Pi-Hahiroth in front of Baal Zephon. The word of the Lord.
When Israel came out of Egypt, the house of Jacob from a foreign land,
Judah became God's sanctuary, Israel his domain.
The Lord went before them in a pillar of cloud to show them the way.
Judah became God's sanctuary, Israel his domain.
A reading from a sermon by St. Leo the Great, Pope. The Lord reveals his glory in the presence of chosen witnesses. His body is like that of the rest of mankind, but he makes it shine with such splendor that his face becomes like the sun in glory, and his garments as white as snow. The great reason for this transfiguration was to remove the scandal of the cross from the hearts of his disciples and to prevent the humiliation of his voluntary suffering from disturbing the faith of those who had witnessed
the surpassing glory that lay concealed. With no less forethought, he was also providing a firm foundation for the hope of Holy Church. The whole body of Christ was to understand the kind of transformation that it would receive as his gift. The members of that body were to look forward to a share in that glory, which first blazed out in Christ their head. The Lord had himself spoken of this when he foretold the splendor of his coming. Then the just will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. St. Paul the Apostle bore witness to this same truth when he said, "I consider that the sufferings of the present time are not to be compared with the future glory that is to be revealed in us." In another place he says, "You are dead, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, your life, is revealed, then you will also be revealed with him in glory." This marvel of the Transfiguration contains another lesson for the apostles, to strengthen them and lead them into the fullness of knowledge. Moses and Elijah, the law and the prophets, appeared with the Lord in conversation with him. This was in order to fulfill exactly, through the presence of these five men, the text which says, "Before two or three witnesses, every word is ratified." What word could be more firmly established, more securely based, than the word which is proclaimed by the trumpets of both Old and New Testaments, sounding in harmony, and by the utterances of ancient prophecy and the teaching of the gospel, in full agreement with each other? The writings of these two testaments support each other. The radiance of the Transfiguration reveals clearly and unmistakably the one who had been promised by signs, foretelling him under the veils of mystery. As St. John says, "The law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ." In him, the promise made through the shadows of prophecy stands revealed, along with the full meaning of the precepts of the law. He is the one who teaches the truth of prophecy through his presence and makes obedience to the commandments possible through grace. In the preaching of the Holy Gospel, all should receive a strengthening of their faith. No one should be ashamed of the cross of Christ, through which the world has been redeemed. No one should fear to suffer for the sake of justice. No one should lose confidence in the reward that has been promised. The way to rest is through toil. The way to life is through death. Christ has taken on himself the whole weakness of our lowly human nature. If then we are steadfast in our faith in him and in our love for him, we win the victory that he has won. We receive what he has promised. When it comes to obeying the commandments or enduring adversity, the words uttered by the Father should always echo in our ears. "This is my Son, the Beloved, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him."
You have come to Jesus, mediator of the new covenant. Do not refuse to hear him.
If those who refuse to listen to him, warning them on earth, did not escape punishment, much less shall we escape if we will not listen to one who warns from heaven.
Today, if you hear his voice, harden not your hearts.
If those who refuse to listen to him, warning them on earth, did not escape punishment, much less shall we escape if we will not listen to one who warns from heaven.
Let us pray. O God, who have commanded us to listen to your beloved Son, be pleased, we pray, to nourish us inwardly by your word, that with spiritual sight made pure, we may rejoice to behold your glory. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.